Well, good morning, my friends. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton. I hope everyone's doing well, and I hope you're making some time to get out and do a little deer hunting. The rut is going strong. I bet if you're up listening up in Nebraska or definitely Kansas, Oklahoma, southeastern Colorado, Texas, if you're a deer hunter, you know that it is our time to be out there. I want to do a little bit, well, let's call it a product review. It may be a hunting scope that many of you may not be familiar with, this type, digital night vision, or I guess that's a good term for it. It's not thermal, it's digital. And I just shot a big old doe using this. So I want to tell you about it. Overall, it's usually more economical to buy the digital than thermal. Now, ATN is a been around forever. I know a lot of you know about the company, ATN Corporation. They make a digital scope that I've been using. It's called the Excite, and it actually, I want to explain the advantages of one of these things other than using just a standard scope. So when you look, you turn it on, it's an electronic scope, you turn it on, and what you see during the daylight when there's some ambient light, let's just put it that way, is a color like you're looking at a live viewfinder with color. You can see everything. You got your crosshairs on there. You've got this thing sighted in. Well, the big deal, the big advantage is when low light happens, that last 5 minutes of legal shooting light, it intensifies the light, the ambient light. And you can see a lot better. Everything is bright. Now, you have to adhere to legal shooting time. In Texas, it's 30 minutes after sunset. So after that, you can't hunt deer. It's illegal. But say you're hunting on stand, and I shot a doe with it just using, well, it was just the last few minutes of daylight. And then after dark, after I got that thing, put in the truck and hauled back to camp and field dressed, I went back. These things are also awesome for night hunting, too. It has an IR, a little IR light that attaches to the side of it. And if there's a bright moon, you can actually see without the IR, but most of the time there's not going to be a bright moon. You just turn the IR on, just like a little flashlight, turn that on, and just move the beam where it's looking down this, your vision through the scope there, and you can hunt hogs at night with it. Now, I don't want to trick anybody up. You cannot use this for game animals or a thermal or anything else to hunt after legal shooting hours. But how cool is that? You've got a day scope, and it also, I forgot to mention, you can film through it. Just touch a button, and bingo, your hunt is being filmed. It's just a pretty cool way to hunt. It's not for a lot of people, just a regular old scope. I still have rifles with regular scopes on them. I'm not knocking those. But ATN makes these. Of course, it's you can check it out, ATN. Sometimes have trouble pronouncing that or saying it right, ATN Corp. You can go there and check out the line of scopes, the thermals. Now, this is not a thermal, and it doesn't do the things that thermals do, but it is an awesome alternative, and you can use it. Most states, you'll want to check the legalities, but every state that I know of, as long as you're within legal shooting hours, it's plenty good. It's called the Excite, ATN Corp. You can check them out. Folks, I want you to have a good weekend, a good safe weekend. I hope you can get out and do some hunting. I was hunting with Mr. Whitetail 2 days ago when I took that doe, and actually he's still out in the woods, probably rattling about right now, rattling those antlers. Have a good weekend, friends. It's Luke Clayton, catfishradio.org. Check me out. And the podcast is Catfish Radio with Luke Clayton and friends. A big thanks to all of our sponsors, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Pyramid Air, AGM Global Vision, Catfish Pro, Full Throttle Hunting, Waterfowl and Pheasant Hunting up in the Texas Panhandle, Ultramatic Feeders, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge in Southeast Oklahoma, Vineyard Max, Butcher Packer Supply, CVA Muzzleloaders, Stealth Vision, Wind Point Park at Lake Tewakanee, and Striper Express up on beautiful Lake Texoma.